Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Albania thanks High Commissioner for the report presented to the Council. Technical cooperation is a critical component of High Commissioner Office mandate, and we commend the Office's unwavering commitment to assist states in their effort to respect, protect, and fulfill human rights for all. We are deeply concerned about the UN liquidity crisis impacting the human rights body and mechanism. Albania remains committed to support High Commissioner and his office in their activity. Albania remains steadfast in its support for Georgia's territorial integrity and sovereignty within its international recognized border. We reiterate our call for immediate and unimpeded access for international and regional human rights organization and mechanism to Georgia's regions of Abkhazia and the South Ossetia. The continued humanitarian crisis in the Democratic Republic of Congo has affected millions of people and has led to serious human rights violations and abuses against civilians. Despite progress made in the fight against sexual gender-based violence and against impunity, the government should continue the efforts to address the security and humanitarian crisis, support judicial process, and ensure that the effective implementation of transnational justice initiatives. We remain deeply concerned by the violation and abuses of the international humanitarian law and human rights in the Central African Republic. We deplore the sexual and gender-based violence, violation, and abuses committed against children and in the country, while increased effort must be made to prevent serious violation and to ensure protection of civilians. The human rights situation in Yemen continues to remain difficult, characterized by ongoing violence and the severe humanitarian crisis.
违反关于非法的任意逮捕、强迫失踪。
Freedom of movement. We condemn the arbitrary detention of UN personnel and staff working and call for their immediate release. We appreciate the cooperation of Cambodian authorities with human rights mechanism. However, we remain concerned about detention, prosecution, and imprisonment of political dissident, human rights, and environment and activists.